Blog Talk Radio.
About your fantasy needs. We'll talk about your college football fanaticism. And of course, we got your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. And you know I wouldn't leave you hanging without the Venn picks one more time. 119-57. Does it get any better than this? Holla at your boy. 619-639-4747. Again, that number, 619-639-4747. If you want to join in the conversation, chat session is open. All of this is courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Again, the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks were brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. We're getting into it right now.
You gotta love it. You just gotta love that. Oh, a little bit of Dutch bus as we get rocking and roll on another Friday night. Again, I'm your host, Vinny Moore. Welcome, everyone, to the Fastest 30-Minute Sports. As often the case, that was kind of fun. Hey, we want to get into NBA a little bit, get you all caught up on the scores, what's going on. It's a busy night in the National Basketball Association. We're going to write down the line. Games are really in progress. Gee, thanks. Calling back into a live show. We're reconnecting you now. All right, let's try this all one more time. Obviously, we had some technical difficulty. Let's get it going. Yeah, welcome to the Fastest 30 Minutes of Sports. I am your host, Vinny Moore. It is another Friday night show fest. Tonight on the Fastest 30 Minutes of Sports, we'll talk about your fantasy needs. We'll talk about your college football fanaticism. And, of course, we got your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. And you know I wouldn't leave you hanging without the Venn picks one more time. 119-57. Does it get any better than this? Holla at your boy.
Gotta love that.
619-639-4747. Again, that number, 619-639-4747. If you want to join in the conversation, chat session is open. All of this is courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Again, the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks were brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. We're getting into it right now.
All right, baby, boys and girls. I know you got two intros in that process, obviously, because we lost our web connection. So, again, on behalf of the technical crew, completely our bad. Anyway, let's rock and roll. We started to give you some NBA scores a minute ago. There obviously been some changes in the last couple of minutes, so let me get you up to that. San Antonio 107-101 winner. That game has gone final now as the Spurs win that game. Denver 77-75 over the Clippers with about 24 seconds left in the third quarter. Phoenix a one-point winner right now, 85-84 with about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Lakers a five-point leader early in the first quarter against Sacramento. Dallas a one-point leader over Utah right now in the first. Games that have already gone final. The Wizards, 83-79 winners over Portland. The Toronto Raptors, a 111-99 winner over Oklahoma City. The Charlotte Hornets, a 91-84 win over New Jersey. The Atlanta Hawks, a 93-88 win over Philly. Orlando, 104-91 winner over Detroit. The Bulls put up a great fight but lost to Boston, 104-92. The Knicks pull out a win against New Orleans, 192. And the Houston Rockets, 127-111 over the Memphis Grizzlies. That's your NBA love for the night. Obviously, we're going to have quite a bit of fun to get ourselves ready for what would be Week 13 in the National Football League. For those of you kind of geeked up about your fantasy picks, we're not going to hold you up in any way, shape, or form. It's 10:06 on a Friday night. Let's run you right down who you should be starting, who you should be sitting for your fantasy week, Week 13. If you had Michael Vick on Thursday night, you probably got off to a really good start. He was projected to throw for two touchdowns. He did indeed do that. I actually believe he ran for one and passed for another. So if you had Michael Vick in your quarterback in your position for that game, you did pretty very, very well. For those of you looking for options for the rest of the week, you've got Peyton Manning projected to go off for 22 points against the Cowboys. Phillip Rivers against the Oakland Raiders. He's your number three pick this week. Kyle Orton's Denver Broncos. Again, they look for Kyle. He's actually throwing for the most yards in the NFL right now. So despite the fact he doesn't have a lot of help from a running game and much of a defense, Kyle Orton's your number four pick. Of course, they play Kansas City this week, and since neither one of those teams have been playing well on defense, you know, the number five quarterback is Matt Castle, right from Kansas City. So look for those guys to put up some big-time numbers this week. And uniquely enough, we'll take you one more deep. Drew Brees is sitting there just below Matt Castle, projected to put you up 19 points, get you a couple of touchdowns. Looks like actually they're projecting three touchdowns for Brees, but not quite as many on the yardage side. So that's your love for your quarterbacks for a Friday night. Your running back situations, for those of you starting your running backs, we'll take you down to the top six. The number one projection this week is Maurice Jones-Drew. Again, projected for 21 points. Jamaal Charles out of Kansas City is number two. Steven Jackson of the Rams is number three. Now, if he plays, Adrian Peterson would be number four. He is questionable right now. Again, if you had Arian Foster who played on Thursday, Arian Foster had a couple of touchdowns, so again, looked well. Now, Matt Forte sits right behind Arian Foster. Again, the Bears get the Lions this weekend, and you know me, I'm a homer, so I'm looking forward to seeing how well Matt does against the Lions. And right below him, here's our favorite name again, Peyton Hillis of the Cleveland Browns. Mr. Arms himself somehow finds a way to get to the end zone at least a couple of times. He's projected to go off for about 18 points from the running back position. Let's get to your wide receivers now. It's 10:08 on a Friday night. The number one wide receiver pick this week is Dwayne Bowe out of Kansas City. So check your free agency. I mean, I doubt the guy's available. He's about 99.9% utilized in just about every fantasy league across the nation. Greg Jennings is your number two, projected to go off for 21. Again, that's a great matchup for Green Bay coming up this week. The Atlanta Falcons' Roddy White is number three. Denver's Brandon Lloyd is four. Mario Manningham makes a move up to number five this week with the New York Giants. I'm not exactly sure when he became so popular with Eli Manning, but that's been the love recently. And, of course, Deion Branch now, after his big-time performance most recently in the on Thanksgiving Day, has moved up to number six as Tom Brady's favorite target. Now, right below Deion Branch, kind of interesting, Malcolm Floyd sits there from San Diego. Keep in mind, Phillip Rivers did not have a touchdown pass last weekend. He just did not. They didn't need it. You know, they were in raw form. The defense was putting up points again. So look for him to kind of go off this week. Malcolm Floyd certainly is a big-time target. And uniquely enough, right below him, Reggie Wayne of the Indianapolis Colts. Again, Peyton Manning has been a bit off, obviously, recently, and I expect Peyton to get back on his game and Reggie Wayne to be a big-time part of that. Let's get to your tight ends now. It's 10:09. Your number one pick for tight end this week, Kevin Boss out of the New York Giants. Now, I'm not one to necessarily question the numbers, but apparently Boss is projected to get a touchdown this week. Right behind him, Jacob Tammy, Indianapolis. Again, you know, Peyton loves his tight ends. Tampa-based Kellen Winslow makes a move up to number three this week. Dustin Keller of the Jets is four. Tony Moiaki is five. Jason Witten, six. Again, not quite sure exactly how that's all going to play itself out. I love Tony Moiaki, especially in the red zone. Look for him to have a big day. Now, falling off just a little bit this week is Vernon Davis, and I'm sure that's just because that team is in so much turmoil right now. For those of you that also have to concern yourself with playing defenses this week, your top five defenses this week going into your fantasy week, the Green Bay Packers, it's listed along the top. Again, that's got to be matchup driven. The Tennessee Titans, Also projected to get 9. Right behind them, the number 3 defense this week are Chicago Bears. Again, expect the Bears to do well against a Drew Stanton-led Lions team. Not really looking too promising right now. The Browns defense, number 4 this week. The Seahawks, number 5. Dolphins, 6. And the Rams, number 7. So there is your fantasy love. And, well, for craps and giggles, just because we know we can get away with it, let's give you some love for the kickers. The number 1 kicker this week, Adam Vinatieri. Number 2 this week, Phil Dawson out of Cleveland. David Akers is number 3 out of Philly. Joe Nedney is out, even though he was projected to do very, very well. Lawrence Tynes follows him, and then Shane Graham right behind him. So there is your fantasy love. Now, as is often the case, we don't waste a lot of time giving you a lot of fluff. We're going to roll right into your college world. So let's make this transition here. And as is often the case, from time to time, we have these fun little hiccups and burps and glitches along the way. But, you know, you have me. And if you have me, I guess that means you're okay, because I'm going to get you through this rough time. By the way, while I've got a quick minute, as we update some things here, I got to give some love and some condolences to the Santo family. As many of you know, this was announced, it happened last night, but it was announced earlier this morning. The Chicago Cub great Ron Santo passed away last night at the age of 70 years old from complications of diabetes. I remember watching Ron play when I was really, really small. Ron played up until 1974. You know, again, 13 years with the Cubs, 1 year with the White Sox. But basically a genuine great man, a great guy, someone that you'd always want to hang around with. He's just a lot of fun. Again, if you're looking for the great broadcast acumen, now that may not be Ronnie. But if you want someone that's just going to show you the passion and bleed Cubby blue, that was Ron Santo through and through. Make no mistake about it. Today, Chicago has lost one of its great Chicago Cubs. All right, into Sunday, December 4th, the world of college football now awaits. For those of you that are playing ESPN Fantasy College Pick'ems for this week, would be December 4th. Here are your top 10. We're going to run down them real quick. And you certainly, if you're playing a game, you can make adjustments and pick based on your confidence which ones you think are going to be a lot more significant. Right down from the top, the Oregon Ducks against the Oregon State Beavers. If you're going against the Oregon Ducks, I don't know what you're smoking. Florida State Seminoles get the Virginia Tech Hokies, a 9-3 Seminole squad going against a 10-2 Hokie squad. That's a VaTech layup largely in this game. Virginia Tech's playing really, really well. The number 3 game, West Virginia, the Mountaineers get the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. This has been an off year, obviously, for Rutgers. They're 4-7 playing against a Western Virginia Mountaineer squad that's 8-3. Western Virginia is at home. I'm not even sure how this wound up on the board. This is probably the lower end of your confidence picks, with West Virginia certainly the favorite. The UCF Knights taking on the SMU Mustangs. The Mustangs are 7-5. This could be a trap game for a 9-3 UCF team. Be careful for those of you playing. And, again, that's one of those games that probably should be lower on your confidence board. Again, starts out by default at about number 7. Probably should be closer to 2 or 3. The Pitt Panthers get the Cincinnati Bearcats, another possible dangerous game. Pitt's a better team at 6-5. Bearcats, simply an off year. You know, they obviously got some recruiting issue they got to resolve. I love the Bearcats. Hopefully they'll be back in rare form soon enough. The number 1 Auburn Tigers, 12-0, take on the South Carolina Gamecocks at 9-3. This will be the game of the afternoon. It'll be on CBS around 4 p.m. Eastern time, 3 p.m. Central. A lot of us in the Midwest don't really have so much knowledge base or love for teams from the SEC, unless we went to school there or we've got family down there. But this should be an awesome college football game. The Auburn Tigers, very, very good. Cam Newton is probably your Heisman Trophy winner. He should be a runaway. But South Carolina always finds a way. The old ball coach always finds a way to get his guys ready to play a big-time game. This is a statement game for South Carolina if they can pull this off. Again, an upset over Auburn, you throw the entire BCS into an actual tailspin, and things get really, really interesting for schools like TCU. The Washington Huskies at 5-6, the Washington Cougars at 2-9. I take your pick on that one. A lot of Washington Huskies love goes to that game, but, you know, roll the dice. Both teams are off this year, and, you know, they're playing for pride. The Connecticut Huskies against the South Florida Bulls. Both squads are 7-4. You know, that's more of a pick'em game. Both schools have something to prove. Connecticut lacks a little respect. South Florida, again, coming off what was a good program, had some recruiting issues. But, again, South Florida probably pulls that game off late. The Sooners of Oklahoma take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Now, back in the day, and I mean back in the day as in the late 70s, 80s, Oklahoma-Nebraska was a game of the year for those of us in the Panhandle states. You know, number 9 Oklahoma, number 13 Nebraska. It used to be more like number 2 and number 3, number 1, number 4, those kind of programs. Again, it's a 10-2 Sooners team versus a 10-2 Cornhuskers team. The game will be played in Nebraska, but Oklahoma's really, really, really good. Nebraska, not so bad, but they tend to be one-dimensional at times. So I'm going to lean toward Oklahoma on that one. And then the USC Trojans at 7-5 take on the UCLA Bruins. Again, this used to be a big-time game back in the day as well. Again, programs change. You know, they turn over, certainly, recruiting challenges and whatever the case may be. USC has always been a good program, despite what a lot of people, the pundits, have said and what went on with during the days of Pete Carroll. It's a good program. UCLA certainly down this year at 4-7. So a lot of love goes to USC in that game. That one probably moves up your confidence picks with USC being the odds-on favorite. It is 10-16 on a Friday night. This is the fastest 30 minutes in sports. And without further ado, as soon as I can get back to my wonderful little board here, because I know it's here somewhere, we're going to get you guys onto your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks as well as the VIN picks. And, yeah, let's say ready. And 3, 2, 1.
The time has finally arrived.
Yes!
All right. These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
Whoopee!
An ESPN radio exclusive.
I got to give it up for week 13, and my theme this week is The Colts Are Done.
This is it. I'm done. Through. It's over. Finished.
They've fallen, and they can't get up.
I've fallen. And I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
They've just lost too many people, and you know what? I think the final nail goes in this week and is delivered by the improving Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, we have a neurological problem here.
There's something wrong with my brain?
Oh, yeah.
They should be riding a 3-game winning streak. They should have beaten New Orleans on Thanksgiving Day. Roy Williams just fall down.
They got it back. Roy Williams fumbled the ball.
I'm getting 5.5 points. I'll take them all the way to the bank. Give me the Cowboys for the straight-up win at Indianapolis.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
I'm going to go to Green Bay where I'm going to enjoy that tailgate and some great broth.
Why would you do that?
Because sometimes the pig walks the slaughter because he knows it's better for the farmer.
I totally know what you mean.
And then I'm going to watch the Green Bay Packers destroy the San Francisco 49ers.
It is more about them than it is about the team.
I know San Fran's coming off that big win against Arizona. But the big thing there is they lost Frank Gore, their top rusher.
The recent recipient of a brand new plastic hit.
I think Green Bay is on a roll right now. I know the points are a lot. It's 10.
10!
That's a big number, but I'm going to take it. Green Bay destroys San Francisco.
Quiet, you worthless sack of pillows. Something on the phone.
And then finally, we'll go head-to-head. My motto here is...
You're not special or unique. In fact, there is absolutely nothing memorable about you at all.
The best revenge is not living well. The best revenge is stomping on someone who once stomped on you.
We stomp you out!
The Steelers in their last Roethlisberger-less game lost at home to Baltimore. Now it's time to return the favor. I believe Pittsburgh is the best team in the NFC North. I believe Pittsburgh is the best team in the NFC.
Are you listening to me?
Did I say NFC in both those games?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you really
let me
did.
Do that
I
again.
Mean, at any point, you even look at standings or anything like that to see where
everybody
belongs.
What, I can't misspeak? I mean, I just misspoke.
That's a big one, my friend, okay? That's not a little one.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Where was I? What was I saying?
You were talking something about Pittsburgh doing something.
Oh, yeah.
But they're in the AFC.
Yeah. All right.
You used to be just sort of unlikable, but now I pretty much feel like punching you every time you open your mouth.
What is that?
I believe the Steelers are the best team in the AFC North. I believe the Steelers are the best team in the AFC.
I believe I can fly.
And I think they go into Baltimore and prove it on Sunday night. Give me the Steelers getting 3 points. I'll take them all the way to the bank. Steelers for the straight-up win on the road.
You represent the disenfranchised masses. The nerds, the dweebs, the spazzes.
Don't know why you always need a motto, but it seems to really work well for you. How many wins you got? About four?
Four.
I'm going Baltimore here. Baltimore already beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh.
Touchdown! Ravens!
Now they're going to win at home. Give the three. Go ahead with that. This is when we start separating. Baltimore's going to start separating from everybody else in that division.
You're an idiot. You know that?
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
And those here we go. Here's out. Go.
You think this is funny? I take this serious. Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this. It's not funny. It's not funny. Nothing's funny to me. I don't want to go out there and get embarrassed. What was the context? I'm done.
Oh, that is really, really good. And I hope... You got to see that one on TV also. At the very end there, when Derek Anderson was yelling at the reporter, they put stats up on the screen. Great job, Joaquin and Stats with the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. Jen Kangaroo and Baklava Bethany putting it together on the TV side. Great job. Locks brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. As always, when you peak, You win. Great stuff there.
That was excellent.
I also, and I can't believe they left that in. You know, we record those locks, you know, obviously, so those guys can work on it. And I just misspoke, and I said NFC.
Yeah, you did.
And then they left that whole
conversation.
They
did. You got to watch what you say in the open mic to them when Joaquin gets a hold of that.
Kind of funny. Agrini is 5-17-2.
That's good stuff.
On the season.
Boy, you stink.
Golic is 13-10-1. I have the Cowboys. I'm getting 5.5 at Indy. Golic is giving 10 points with the Packers against San Francisco. And we're going head-to-head on Pittsburgh-Baltimore. I'm taking the Steelers, getting the 3 points. Golic has the Ravens, and he's giving the points. So let's go to some of these other games, Mike. A couple of there are some dog games this weekend, but here's some good ones. How about Tennessee at home giving 3.5 to Jacksonville, you know, in what suddenly shapes up as a very big game in that AFC South?
Yeah, I like the way Jacksonville's playing right now. I really do. And they're getting points.
Is Tennessee just done?
Tennessee, boy, they really seem to have some issues. You know,
remember that Monday night they crushed Jacksonville on the road. They were 5-2. They look great, and since then they just stink.
You know, until Kerry Collins can maybe give them some semblance of consistency, Rusty Smith, it's not going to happen. Is Chris Sims, you know, going to get a chance to do something? So everybody's going to load up, you know, putting 20 in the box to stop Chris Johnson. I'm going to go with Jacksonville here.
Me too. I don't know how you don't. Denver at Kansas City. Here's a big number. The line I have here is 8.5 points for the Chiefs. Is that enough? Too many points?
That's a lot of points, you know, because Kansas City, they can put up points, but, you know, it's not like they're a juggernaut every week. And, by the way, you know, we talked about Phillip Rivers being on pace or the leading in yardage and on pace for Dan Marino's single-season passing rate.
Yeah.
You know who's passing for the most yards in the NFL? Kyle Orton.
Yeah.
Kyle Orton has the lead.
That's all they do is throw the ball.
Throw the ball, so... 8.5 is too much for me. I think Kansas City can win the game. I'm not going to give that many points.
Not me. I will give the points. I will also give the points to the Giants at home against Washington. I think the Redskins are ready to pack it in. The Giants, this is a game they need. I was impressed with their second half last week. I'll give the 7.
I'm not giving that 7. No.
Okay.
I think the Giants are still going to – I mean, the Skins are still going to have a fight in this thing. I do think the Giants will win, but I think this will be a hard-hitting close game.
All right, I want to do 2 more. How about Bears at Detroit? I've got Chicago -5.
Boy, oh, boy. I like the way the Bears are playing right now. I really do. That first game, we know how close it was and how that ended, but I think the Bears take care of business in this
one. Who's playing quarterback for the Lions?
Drew Stanton.
Give the 5 points. And then one more, Atlanta at Tampa.
Oof.
Falcons are giving 3. Here's the Falcons. I mean, the Buccaneers' real shot for respect. Do they do it?
I just think Atlanta's playing too well right now. Between running to Michael Turner, the throwing to Matt Ryan, Roddy White catching the ball, the defense is playing well. I like Atlanta here.
I think so too.
Welcome to the fastest 30 minutes of sports. I'm your host, Vinny Moore. It is another Friday night show fest. Tonight on the fastest 30 minutes of sports, we'll back-to-back 13-3 weeks means I'm leaving the field in the dust and feeling good about it. Now sitting at 119-57 for the season, we continue to roll on. To my friend Warren Sapp, you're only 2 games back, so you're still legit. To my knuckleheads like Chris Collinsworth, I don't even know what you were thinking. All right, people, let's go. Texans at Eagles. So the Bears slowed Vic and the Eagles last week. The Texans didn't get so fortunate. To my friend Kara, I hope you got well enough by 8 p.m. to go to the game. The Eagles played well that night against the poorest Texans defense. It never became a shootout, but anyway, Vic found a way to win it late. Bills at Vikings. The Bills have played everybody tough. Don't be surprised if Buffalo makes the Vikings work for it this time. Stevie Johnson has finally stopped crying over his dropped pass from last week, so look for Buffalo to play hard. Yet, I like the new Leslie Frazier-look Vikings to handle their business at home. Vikings by 5. Browns at Dolphins. Okay, I finally admit it. I believe the Browns are a good football team. The Dolphins are Jekyll and Hyde. Peyton Hillis is for real. I actually believe the Browns will win this football game. That's not to hate on the Dolphins. It's just that Peyton Hillis and that O-line can control the clock, and that means tempo. Browns by a field goal. Jaguars at Titans. Has Rusty Smith impressed you yet? Gag. While only one game separates first from last, the Jags are a better football team right now. It's said a fish rots from the head down. No Kerry Collins, no Vince Young, no experience at the quarterback spot. It's starting to stink in Tennessee. Jaguars by 4. Broncos at Chiefs. So the Chiefs get a chance at the Broncos, who dropped a warhead on KC the last time around. The best 12th man in the league will get a chance to be heard as the first-place Chiefs put a beating on the Broncos. Look for Kyle Orton to put up numbers, but Matt Cassel and Dwayne Bowe should shine. Kansas City by 7. Redskins at Giants. How fast can Donovan McNabb run? Because the Giants' D is on the hunt. Eli Manning has to have a solid game. Hakeem Nicks has at least 1 touchdown in this game, and the Giants' roll big in the big city. Giants by a touchdown. Bears at Lions. Really? Can the Lions get back at the Bears for the referee freebie in Chicago? Karma is a mother, but not this time around. Cutler and the Bears offense have gotten it together. The Bears defense is for real, and while Ndamukong Suh is the defensive rookie of the year, he can't do it alone. Bears let the Lions hang around and then pull away late. Bears by 5. 49ers at Packers. No Frank Gore? No chance. Green Bay is too good across the board. Packers roll, as this is the lock of the week. Look for Aaron Rodgers and to Greg Jennings all day long. Packers by 8. Saints at Bengals. I am officially off the Bengals bandwagon, and I finally admit that T.O. is great. I fell for T.O. I feel for him. I fell for him. I believe Terrell Owens is a great player on a bad team. The Bengals don't play defense, and against the Saints, can you say ugly? Drew Brees should have a monster game against the Bengals. Of course, this is the NFL, so anything can happen. Yeah, okay. Saints roll by 7. Falcons at Buccaneers. This could be the best game of the day in the NFC. The respectless Buccaneers play what many feel is the best team in the NFC in the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Ryan doesn't lose at home, but this game is in Tampa. The Buccaneers have played exceptionally well at home. Look for this to be a close game, and I'm calling for the Buccaneers shocker at the end as they steal it late. From the Falcons on a field goal. Sorry, y'all. Buccaneers win it by 2. Raiders at Chargers. Can't figure out the Raiders just yet, but the Chargers have it back together as usual. Antonio Gates may play, and if so, that poses many complications for the Raiders. Phillip Rivers didn't have a touchdown pass last week. I think he makes up for that in a big way. Chargers by 7. Panthers at Seahawks. And this game means what? Oh, right. My bad. The Seahawks are in the worst division in football, and the Panthers are truly the worst team in football. One saving grace for Seahawks fans. They're fighting for first place, even though they're under 500. Seahawks by a touchdown. Cowboys at Colts. This was supposed to be a great game when first announced. Now, the 6-5 Colts play the 3-8 Cowboys in Indy. Oh, well, at least the food's good. Peyton Manning has no help, and the Cowboys have become a better team under Jason Garrett. What does all this mean? The Colts hold off the Cowboys and Dez Bryant by 4 as Peyton and his comrades limp to a 7-5 in first place with the Jaguars. So sad. Rams at Cardinals. Sam Bradford is good. The Arizona Cardinals are bad, even at home as they displayed last Monday. I won't even waste your time. Rams by 4. Steelers at Ravens. The toughest game of the week to call. The Steelers have found a way to win games that they easily could have lost. The Ravens have just been good enough to win those games. Two of the best young coaches in the game, two of the strongest quarterbacks in the game. The only edge might go to the Ravens simply because they're at home. Ravens by 3. Jets at Patriots. Tom Terrific is back with a new cast of characters. The Patriots are 9-2 and look like the Patriots from the late 90s. Mark Sanchez and the Jets have found their swagger and confidence and will bring a strong defense to the Brady Bunch. No matter, the Patriots are at home, and while the Patriots defense is not what it once was, it's hard to go against Tom at home. Patriots by 4. That's how we see it. Good luck in your fantasy. Good luck in everything you do along the football this week. We'll talk to you soon. That's going to do it for the fastest 30 minutes of sports. Good. I hate it when she does that. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week on the fastest 30 minutes in sports.